All right, what's going on, everybody? Happy Sunday. It's time to rock and roll Totally German style. That's right. Totally German Radio rocks. My name is Bay Ragney, and this is episode 102. And, you know, usually on Sunday nights we do like this full-blown show, like a three-hour show, and we'll do a whole couple hours of music. And if I have an interview, I'll throw an interview in there with some music of the artists of who I interviewed. But things have just been completely insane as of late, and I haven't been able to do these you know, big long episodes. So I want to apologize to, you know, my weekly listeners for that. I know you guys have been kind of bummed out. Again, I'm sorry. I haven't had a chance to really, it takes a lot of time to put these shows together. And I just have not had the chance to do that, but I've had, been doing some interviews as of late over the last week or so. And I got a couple more interviews coming up this week, but, so tonight's just going to be an interview episode. I'm going to play some music from the band as well. And the band is called Messer. They're out of Texas, like the Dallas, Texas area. And a pretty kick-ass band. And I got to interview their bass player, Maddox Messer. And we talk about the band. We talk about, you know, going through and growing up together as the band. Going through, you know, the hard knocks of being a band in today's music industry. Which they also have done a Pledge Music campaign to help finance their debut album that comes out April 20th, a.k.a. 420. So, you know, go check them out. Look on Pledge Music for Messer. It's M-E-S-S-E-R. And I'm going to play some music from them right now. As a matter of fact, well, I'm trying to think, what should I play? Should I play their first single video? Should I play their new video single? Let's do the first one, and then after the interview we'll do the new single. But let's do their first single video. It came out a couple months back, and it's off their debut album, which is self-titled again. It's coming out 420. But let's do this. Let's check them out. Here they are, Messer, and this is Simple Man. Go!
Turns into disease. I can't stand no way it makes me feel now.
back. Tijuana Radio Rocks, Bay Ragney here, and there is Messer with Simple Man. That's coming off of their upcoming self-titled debut album, which comes out April 20th. So be ready for that. You can go, you can pre-order. Go to Pledge Music, pledgemusic.com, and just search for Messer, M-E-S-S-E-R, or go on our event page for tonight on Facebook for tonight's episode. I have the link in there as well, so check it out. So here it is. Here's my interview with Maddox. And cool dude, guys are out on tour. They're actually out on tour right now. They're playing with Red and Lacey Sturm and Righteous Vendetta. So go and check them out if they're coming to a town near you. And if not, they will eventually get to the town you're in. So stay tuned. Like them, love them, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Go to their website and order the album. Get it. So here we are. Here's Maddox Messer from Messer.
Maddox.
What's up, Bay?
What's going on, dude?
I'm driving through the mountains of Utah currently. We are about, I don't know, 60 miles outside of the venue, just cruising through these beautiful, beautiful scenic mountains.
You know, it's funny you say that because last night as I was getting ready to talk to you today, I was going through and exploring the whole world of Messer, and I came across your YouTube channel, so I was going through and watching the videos, and I totally enjoyed the conversion of your old Sprinter van you guys did.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's, we're not driving that anymore. We're in a, luckily we're in a nicer, bigger vehicle now, but we also kind of converted this as well, although I didn't make a video of it, but we had a good time making that Sprinter van, and we drove that thing all the way to Nova Scotia to go on a Black Label Society tour, and we drove that thing from Nova Scotia across Canada and back home again, and we've had a lot of good times in that van.
I'm sure you guys made a lot of memories in that van.
Yep. That van's still going, though, although it got turned into a plumbing truck, and now a plumber guy is driving around doing plumbing out of it, so whatever.
Oh, man. But I mean, that's something like that, it goes to show, like, you know, what bands like yourselves are doing these days, where, you know, it's a real whole do-it-yourself thing. It's not like some people might think, oh, it's a lap of luxury. You're getting into a tour bus and you're going. No, it's not like that anymore.
No, it's not. And I like to actually refer to it as DIT, doing it together, because really what we're doing is we got together as a group of individuals, and you're right. We got to dig in and do all of this stuff, all the artist development, all of the, you know, the recording process. It's literally, you are your own record label in essence, which we own our record label, Max Records, which is, we signed ourselves to a record deal.
There you go. Yeah, like, eliminate, like, the big hands that are just going to take from you and screw you in the end. Just do it yourselves and take care of yourself.
Yeah, you know, now we still, you know, like, thing is, with the beauty of the internet and social media, we're able to reach out to some really, really key players in the music industry, and are able to outsource and contract out a lot of these services that the label would just overcharge you, almost like the medical industry, $75 for an aspirin, so the band never makes any money and never gets in the black. But now a lot of those guys who are really, really successful, who are out there breaking bands, who are working with a lot of top name bands right now, are doing a really great job, and they're doing a fair value for bands like ourselves to be able to make this happen.
Absolutely. Now, one thing you guys did, I mean, speaking of do it yourselves, is you went the Pledge Music route, which right away when I see something like that, like me personally, I would be so scared. Like, is somebody going to pledge? You know what I mean? Like, did the band go into that being scared?
Yeah. Well, you know, you try to set yourself up and go with the table. I mean, it's actually really great themselves at helping out. I mean, not just anybody can get a Pledge Music. You have to be approved. You have to apply and get approved to be a Pledge Music artist. And so again, they don't want to have pledges that aren't successful. They guide you and help you build your Pledge Music campaign so that you will be successful, so that failure is not an option. And if you exceed your goal, that's even icing on the cake. And it is a, you know, it's a direct to fan program. So if we don't hit our goal, then nobody gets anything, and we're sitting on all these records and CDs that we've already, you know, have warehoused waiting for that moment. But we feel confident we will reach it. Great packages with some really cool exclusive items, including the vinyl record.
Right.
So,
vinyl's a big thing now.
We definitely want to check those out.
Now,
vinyl is huge.
Yeah, I saw too, going back to the YouTube channel, was an unboxing opening of, I guess, a 45 you guys did originally?
Yeah, originally we did. We had, while we were kind of waiting to, it was kind of early on before we knew what we were going to be doing with the album and where we would be now with the single Make This Life. We had released that 45 with Simple Man and Whiskey on it. We gave ourselves a merch table as well because we didn't have a CD. And it sold very well for us. I mean, we actually sold like close to 3,000 copies, I think, on that 45, which was what we basically printed. It's wildly popular. Now, when we first were printing that, people were like, what are you, 45s, records? You know, but now records are outselling CDs. And even on this tour where we're pre-selling the physical copy of the CD at the merch table, people are asking us, is it on vinyl? Because I only like to buy vinyl. And, you know, the answer is yes, although we're not selling that currently. It won't come out until 420 when the record comes out or on the Pledge Music campaign. But we have two vinyl options. We have 180-gram audiophile vinyl with a great packaging, and then we have the same packaging on 140 vinyl that is just like your, you know, the everyday listener. So, and I'm an audiophile. I only listen to vinyl at home, and so it was important to me to for us to have this vinyl record.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's really blowing me away, like, how vinyl is truly making a comeback. And like you said, it's, like, outselling CDs now. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, well, it's more of a, and even the CD, you're going to watch the CD become more of a collector item as well, so that the physical copies are actually collectibles more than they are meant to be listened to, like the cassettes are coming back. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you see us do a cassette tape in the future or, you know, something of the sorts. Music is becoming more and more the advertisement for the other items that a band needs to sell to survive on the road. And so, you know, we try to obviously put a great deal of value and quality into those items as well.
Right. Now, I'm a little confused here because the band's name is Messer. Last name is Messer. And lead singer Derek's last name is Messer. But are you guys brothers or no?
No, not at all. Actually, it's just a professional name that I adopted came at a time when Facebook was making you change your have a full name and a kind of a real name. And I was doing hair with a hairdresser. Yeah, I don't know if you read our bio or not. It's kind of how Derek and I met.
Yeah.
And I was just doing hair under, using like a mononame or I think is what you call it. I just Maddox. I had no last name. And then Facebook made you have a last name. So I was Maddox Doug Hair. And then they said, well, that's not going to work because that's not a real last name. And then it was. And then it just became Maddox Messer. And, you know, now it's just what it is.
Now, how about that? I mean, you had like kind of a career going there doing hair. Was it kind of a scary to make a jump into the music world?
Yeah, I've not always been a musician. I'd always played in bands. I'd always played guitar. It was at a time where the record industry was collapsing, and I was going to give up music and just focus on hair because I did have a pretty solid hairdressing career. And meeting Derek and the guys, and then, you know, it all just kind of came together. And there was a moment where it's like, I needed to do this. I knew something told me we need to do this. And said, I haven't been able to do hair professionally because we're doing this so often. So I'm only just cutting hair on the side for the guys and, you know, mostly friends and family. But, definitely keeping my skills up.
Nice, nice. Well, it's funny because it seems like that's
what ends up happening with a lot of people that do hair, because my sister was a hairdresser for years, and she, you know, she worked in shops for years, and then it got to the point where it was just like, yeah, I'm like kind of tired of that. I'll just do it on the side for extra money, and I'm going to do something else.
Yeah. I mean, we have a hair salon in my house back home in Fort Worth. My wife and I, we have a little two-station salon attached to our house. And so it's cool to have a hair salon at your house. But, you know, after a while, you know, it's time to move on to something else.
Yeah. And actually, too, your guitar player is a tattoo artist, Donnie. And I'm looking at myself. My buddy's a tattoo artist. That's a lot of money there he's giving up.
Yeah, he's giving, because he's like one of the $150 an hour tattoo artists. He's a badass. And, yeah, definitely, you know, it's not making $150 an hour in the music industry. So.
Right.
It's a pretty true story. But that, again, is something that he can do. And even, like, I bring my stuff on tour with me. And at some point, don't be surprised if you see a get your hair cut by Maddox VIP package in the future, or you know, get tattooed by Donnie DeVille, you know, because he's a concierge mobile tattoo artist. So, you know, we do a tattoo on our tour bus, no problem.
Hell yeah, I'd be doing that shit in a heartbeat. Man, you got to pay the bills.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever, you know, I said whatever it takes. That's what, you know, we want to keep bringing our brand of music to the public, and you know, people are really responding to the live show and the album in a real positive way, and that's really what we're really about, is just spreading these positive messages and trying to affect people's lives in a positive way.
Yeah, now, as a matter of fact, with the album that comes out April 20th, I mean, we still have just over a month away before it comes out, but you know, I see the reviews are starting to hit, and it's getting tremendous reviews, and I mean, it's not just reviews from around the country. I'm seeing reviews from around the world. So, I mean, how does that, like, is it kind of, like, shock you guys when you start seeing, like, from the UK and stuff like that? Like, oh, shit, like, the music is now truly hitting worldwide.
Yes, it is. And we, you know, we always envisioned ourselves as a global band and a global brand. And, you know, we really want these songs to get out as far and wide as they possibly can. And so, you know, we did dream about it, and we talked about it, and we had lots of the conversations, like, man, someday wouldn't it be great? And now that someday is happening. And so, yeah, we're extremely grateful, and we're just ready to ride this thing out.
That's awesome. And the new video for Make This Life, that looked like it was a lot of fun. Did you guys like playing newscasters and stuff like that?
Yeah, really, because that song is kind of about, like, you know, our – being fed up with the media and being, you know, force fed, not just from one side or the right side or the left side, but just both sides in general. And we thought, you know, it would be fun to the news anchors or news guys in the storyline. And so we did. We had Derek as our anchor man, and you know, you see that he's really a caring, you know, humanitarian of a person as he's on his way to work, but he's fed up with constantly being told to read and stick to the script by our antagonist, front of house engineer Nick, and you know, Donnie the weather guy. He's tired of you know, always reporting all this chaos and storms, and he's fed up. I was the man on the scene on the protest that was being led by our drummer, and these guys got fed up, walked out, came out, and I won't, you know, spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but all hell breaks loose in the middle of that video. So it was a great deal of fun. And we actually did that video like in one day, and it was turned back and released within 7 days start to finish. So it was awesome.
That's awesome. Now, what did you have, put a call out to a bunch of like Messer fans, like, come on out, we're doing a video, come out and be part of the video?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And we were actually on tour during a lot of that, and we only came in town for like the 1 or 2 days I think we were there to when we did that video. So we had a lot of our fans and friends you know, come out and be in the video, and it was a good time. And my son was in the video in there.
Oh,
and
nice.
I think you know, some of our family members as well. So it was really special for that reason.
That's awesome. Now, you guys being from a Dallas, Texas area, do bands like, do you get to a point where, like, you're starting to get support from, like, local heroes, like Drowning Pool and Hell Yeah?
Yeah, those guys have actually been real supportive and have been our friends for quite some time, and we have a really good relationship with both CJ and all the guys in Drowning Pool, as well as Vinny and the guys in Hell Yeah. I actually drove Hell Yeah on a tour when their tour bus was broke down and needed to do like 4 or 5 dates in Texas. They asked if I would mind driving them around in our bus, and I, of course, said, yeah, no problem. And so we do have a great relationship with those guys, no doubt. Donnie actually tattoos Chad Gray and used to own a tattoo shop with Chad's girlfriend back in Fort Worth together. They co-owned a shop. She's a hairdresser, and Donnie, the tattoo artist, they had a salon / tattoo shop at one time. So we have a great relationship with both those bands. And Dallas That's has awesome. Been overwhelmingly supportive of us, you know, through all of this.
That's awesome. Now, you guys just started, actually, a tour last week, and the last week with Red and Lacey Sturm and Righteous Vendetta.
Yep, and that is going great. Almost, I think, all but one of the shows have been sold out, and one that wasn't was almost sold out. So the crowds have been fabulous. The fans, the Red fans and Lacey's fans, have been extremely welcoming, and that's, you know, the direct result of that is you know, when we see them right after the show, they come right to the merch booth, and we're selling, pre-ordering the CD and pre-selling the CD and shirts. And these people have never heard of us. A lot of times, because we're just the opening band, the promoters sometimes don't even let people know that, hey, here's this band that's going to be opening up. And everybody always expects the opening band to be shitty anyway. So we get a lot of, like, I can't believe you're the best opening band I've seen in my life kind of stuff. And we're getting a lot of that feedback. So it's extremely gratifying.
Oh, that's awesome. That's got to be frustrating, though. If the promoters aren't even, like, putting the word out there about you guys, do you get kind of, like, pissed off at times when it happens?
No, I think it just kind of it just kind of fuels the fire that burns within all of us to even work that much harder. So I don't think any of us see any of obstacles as something that's a negative. You know, we're always like, oh, like the other day, 2 flights of stairs, Moxie Theater. Load in, load out. Yeah, no problem. So, you know, carry our gear up 2 flights of stairs and carry it right back down. That's you take the good with the bad, no doubt.
Right. Wow. So, all right, so April 20th is the big day. Now, did you guys choose 420 for any specific reason, or you like that number, or?
Well, you know, 420 is a great day, I will tell you. No doubt. Which one will definitely be celebrated, for album release or not. However, new music now comes out on Fridays. That Friday in the middle of April just happened to be 420. And those serendipitous events, if you will. Record store day 421. So CD, vinyl record, simultaneous release. And, of course, we went at the legendary Trees in Dallas, Texas. No coincidence to the 420 there either. But, yes. Also, our drummer's 420. So we have a birthday, we have release the record. I mean, it's going to be a fun day, no less.
It's going to be a day of global partying for Messer.
You are right about that. So we're super stoked, no doubt.
Awesome. So where should we send everybody? Let's put the plugs out there. Where should we send everybody? Should we send them to Pledge Music, send them Facebook page?
Yep. All of that. Pledge Music, you know, if you want to pre-order the vinyl or any of these exclusive packages, that's pledgemusic.com/projects/Messer Band. Of course, our website is messerband.com. There's also Pledge Music links on there. Anywhere social media, you can get us at Messer Band. And we do all our own social media, and we love to talk to people. So message us, comment, thumbs up, share, all of that stuff. We're down.
Awesome. Dude, how about Philly? Have you guys been to Philly yet at all? Or?
We have not been to Philly, but I'm dying to go to Philly because I need one of them. I need a Philly cheesesteak. So I need that in my mouth right now. But, yeah, I want to go to Philly, really. We don't have Philly on a date yet, but, you know, we've got a great booking agency, and they're going to keep us out all year.
Well, when you guys come to Philly, cheesesteaks on me.
Oh, perfect. I got to learn the Philly stoop. Practicing.
Or we'll just go like the full Monty now and do the Philly taco, where right on South Street you got Jim's Steaks. You go get a Jim's steak, and you walk down the street to Lorenzo's Pizza, and you buy a slice of pizza, and you wrap that cheesesteak in the slice of pizza.
Oh my God, that's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
That's amazing.
It's beautiful. It's totally beautiful. Cool. Well, Maddox, thanks for doing this, man. Good luck out there on the road. Be safe and rock some faces off for everybody.
We're going to do it, man. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for, supporting us.
Absolutely. Take care, man.
All right.
Bye.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Rocks. Bay Ragney here, and there you go. There is our interview with Maddox from the band Messer. Check them out. Messerband.com is the website, and that's pretty much the same handle they use for all their social media links, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Messer Band. And remember, like I said, you can go to Pledge Music and pledge to them and get a copy of the album coming out April 20th. So check that out. Excuse me. And this coming week on Totally Driven Radio and Totally Driven Radio, I got some more specials coming up. This Wednesday morning, 9 a.m., special interview I did with the Pharaoh, Danny Pharaoh Aniello, who is the guitar player and the man who brought Punky Meadows, legendary guitarist from the band Angel, Punky Meadows, back to the world of music and rock and roll. So I talked to him the other day, and I'm going to be airing that interview on Wednesday morning. I also interviewed Punky Meadows as well. Stay tuned for that when that interview will be airing in the next week or two. And like I said, I got a couple more interviews I'm doing this week. And Totally Driven Radio will be live Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So tune in. Remember, like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Look for Totally Driven Entertainment or Totally Driven Radio, or just look for myself, Bay Ragney. And stay up to date with what we got on, because we have tons and tons always going on here. And a little special shout out to a good friend of the show, Mr. Bernie Torme. Today is his birthday, I'm pretty sure. I think I saw our good friend Kyoko was posting happy birthday to Bernie. So if today is truly your birthday, if I saw that correct, happy birthday, my friend. Hello to Kyoko and hello to Becky and everybody else tuning in. Thanks, everybody. Hopefully we'll get a regular schedule with some more music cranking for everybody to enjoy on their Sunday nights. But again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being Totally Driven. And let's close out the show with the latest, the newest, the single video from the band Messer. It's called Make This Life. Check out the video, too. It's a really fun video. We talked about it in the interview. Here it is. Make This Life, Messer. Stay driven, everybody.
You can say we've had enough, and we're feeling dangerous.